Chairs No Wedding, episode number 322, listener feedback number 26. Two Chairs No Wedding is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out all the amazing Mayberry things they have right there for you and for Mayberry fans that you might know. Check them out. There's all kinds of stuff at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 322, is Michael Oliver. Our very own Gomer Pyle tribute artist, Michael Oliver. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for being a part of the show, and thank you as well for listening or watching the podcast. It's always great to have you here with me in Mayberry. And it's so fun to hear back from some of you guys. So we're going to hear from a few people and some very special stuff. So, oh, by the way, I'm your host, Alan Newsom, in case you don't know. And it's always good to have you here. As I said, I actually, in case you don't know, I run imayberry.com, the website. And, you know, I do a lot of things related to the Andy Griffith Show. And one of them is I travel around the country as the Floyd the Barber tribute artist. So that's one of the reasons I know Michael. And it's a great pleasure. If you're watching the video, I have a beard right now, and I don't usually have a beard when I'm doing Floyd, but because Floyd didn't have a beard. You know, Goober, he had a beard, yeah, but not Floyd. Anyway, so we got some really cool feedback. Now, one of the things I got, and I mentioned it, I believe, on some of the previous episodes, or maybe I did it during the after show, because if you come on Monday nights. And I announce it always on Facebook and Twitter that if you come on Monday nights, you can actually be a part of the live show when I'm actually recording the podcast. And that's always a lot of fun. And we have a little after show usually, and maybe sometimes like tonight, a little bit of before we do a lot of stuff too. But it's just a lot of fun. We usually have about 20 people in the chat room, and they have a great time. So I definitely want to invite you to be a part of that because it's just it's a neat place to meet up with Mayberry fans. Now, listener feedback. That's where we were headed. This particular feedback is, I guess it's not really listener feedback, but it will fit into this category because I got a note from Neil Brower. If you'll remember the last five episodes of the podcast, I believe, maybe more, the last five for sure, have been Neil Brower interviewing four of them were him interviewing somebody. And the fifth one was also with the Dillards, Mitch Jane. But we had gotten feedback from Neil. So Neil said, Alan, I thought you would like a copy of this response to the Darlings lecture. All right. So this is, wow, I got this in the mail and I'm going, oh, cool. What is this going to be? Well, I got these letters here that are just copies that Neil sent me, but wow, how cool they are. So these are related to the last four episodes of the podcast, and this one is from somebody named Maggie. I'm pretty sure it's Maggie Peterson. Well, I know it is. Maggie Peterson. Now, this was sent back in October of 2004, just after the Mayberry Days event where the podcast episodes that you've been listening to the last couple of weeks came from. If you haven't heard those, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to all those because there's some wonderful interviews with the Dillards and Maggie. So here's what Maggie had to say. She wrote to Neil and said, Dear Neil, thank you for including me in the lecture and interview with the Dillards. You know your stuff. I thought you were great at getting the boys to speak up and out openly with such enthusiasm. I've never heard most of those stories, and I, like the audience, found it fascinating. You were more than generous to me. I appreciate the kind words. The clips were almost too much for me to watch. What funny stuff. What a wonderful time and memories. I'm afraid this time, Neil, you really made me cry. Love, Maggie. So, isn't that really, isn't that special? So Maggie Peterson had written to Neil and thanked him for doing the actual interview with her and the Darling Boys, the Dillards. And I thought that was amazing. That's great to get. And I want to thank Neil for letting me share that with you. That is amazing. Now, the next one, I'm going to go ahead and read it next. This is from Mitch Jane. So another one of the Darling Boys. So here's what Mitch had to say following the interview. He said, "Dear Neil, first, I'd like to thank you for the best and most insightful interview the Darlins have ever done. It was a masterpiece of all the right questions asked of the right people and brought out the best in us all. More important, it was conducted by you, a kind and gentle scholar who understood these same qualities in the Andy Griffith Show." Isn't that true? Yeah. "Our sweet Maggie was so touched and moved by that interview that she went outside and bawled her head off. And even the Darlin boys, that silent bunch, felt that we had the best opportunity to be ourselves ever. I felt the loss of Denver to a degree that I've never considered since his death, a feeling much like the one I got when Viacom cut the show to size, losing the general intros to the world of Mayberry and the buttons, which left us with a completed thought, or maybe moral, to go to sleep with. Andy appreciated the Briscoe character, the man who is determined to see the world his way, despite all evidence to the contrary. Denver, the most cooperative and whimsical of souls, loved playing that part, which he told me, quote, this is a quote he has from Denver, "the most bug-eyed character I ever played," end quote. I keep thinking how much fun you would have had with him on the stage. And last, I want to thank you for your consideration of my deafness. Because if you remember, I mentioned that Mitch was having a hard time hearing and couldn't participate in the actual Dillard's concert they had done that year. He said, "I want to thank you for your considerations of my deafness and your kind words about my work. If at any time I can be of service, please let me know. With best wishes, I can't talk. I'm one of the Darlins. With best wishes from myself and Diane, who loved your interview as much as I did, Mitch." So Mitch wrote it much better than I read it. But isn't that special to have these memories that we were able to share the last few weeks that were on video of these guys talking to everybody? And then not only that, but to have these words that they took the time to write, both of these, Maggie and Mitch, and to send to us. I just think that's amazing. Now, we have a little special treat here for you because I actually do have a call in. Somebody actually called in a voicemail. Now, this voicemail, phone was kind of cracking up a little bit, so I'm going to try to keep the volume, constant. But the content's good enough. I want you to listen to this because I really think it's good. Now, this is from Paul Mulick, and he's writing or calling in about the interview we did, the podcast about Mitch Jane, which was the one right before we started the series on the Dillards. So if you haven't heard those, I want you to head over and check them out. That was episode number 317, Mitch Jane's Stories 2004 is the name of it, 317. And that's what Paul is writing in about. So let's go and check out what Paul had to say. So, Paul, take it away.
Hi, Alan. It's Paul Mulick from Joplin, Missouri. I really enjoyed your podcast about Mitch Jane that you played a week ago. I wanted to share a couple other things about Mitch that probably not very many people know. One thing, you mentioned, I think, that he was a very talented writer, and that's true. He and Rodney wrote most of the songs that the Dillards performed on the show. But all through the episodes of the Dillards, they bring up song titles that Fritzell and Greenbaum just made them up, like "Will You Love Me When I'm Old and Ugly" and "Never Hit Your Grandma with a Great Big Stick" and a bunch of those. They weren't real songs, but Mitch actually wrote words to go with all of those titles. They never did record them, as far as I know. If you can find the book, Everybody on the Truck, by, I think it was Lee Grant that wrote that one, the lyrics for all those songs are in the book. I checked Weaver's, and it looks like it's out of stock right now. And another thing I wanted to share was that everybody remembers the song Dooley, that the Darlings played. Well, Mitch wrote a whole series of stories about Zeke Dooley. Zeke was his first name. And if you just do an internet search for Zeke Dooley, you can find those. They used to appear pretty regularly in a magazine called the Missouri Conservationist. I can remember every time I would get that every month, the first thing I would do was check the table of contents and see if there was anything by Mitch Jane in that issue. Anyway, keep up the great work, and just wanted to share those things about Mitch. Bye.
Oh, man. Thank you, Paul, for calling in. That's some great information. Have you ever seen that book? Everybody Back on the Truck was the name of the book by Lee Grant. And so it's got the words for some of those songs that Mitch put together. So I'm going to have to pull out the book. I have a copy. And I'm going to try to get in touch with Lee and see if he wants to maybe be on the podcast with me and talk about some of that. That may be pretty fun to hear from. So I want to thank Paul again. So he gave us a lot of neat stuff there. And I would love to read those stories about Dooley. I would love to read those. So we'll have to check those out and look for them. All right. So we've got a little bit more feedback. Let's see. What have I got here? We got two more things I'm going to tell you about. The first one is related to the podcast episodes that we did a long time ago. One of them, 2011. And it's called Return to Myers Lake. Is what it was called, a Return to Myers Lake. Now, the reason it's called Return to Myers Lake is because I did an episode number 13 called Myers Lake is Franklin Canyon Reservoir. Now, that's pretty direct name. So that's episode number 13, and then 126, Return to Myers Lake. And I got this nice, I guess it was a Facebook message, actually, from Doug Rogers, about Franklin Canyon, where he had gone to Franklin Canyon. So let me tell you this story. He says, Alan, I wanted to thank you for posting information a while back about how to find Myers Lake and the Andy and Opie Trail at Franklin Canyon. I had an opportunity to go to Los Angeles for a couple of days last week, and this was back in February. My college-age daughter and I, had about 2 hours to play on Sunday morning before flying home. It gave us just enough time to drive to Franklin Canyon, shoot some photos and video, soak up the sanctity of the moment, and get back to the rental car place. Your clear directions were instrumental in helping me maximize my time to get to the right place. What a great experience. One I don't know if I'd have ever had the privilege of enjoying. Thanks for the role you played in it. So, wow, I just want to, that was a great story. I asked Doug to call in and leave me a message about this, and he may yet, because I would love to hear his account of actually visiting there at Myers Lake, Franklin Canyon. So if you have not been there, it still looks just like it did, on the Andy Griffith Show. You can go there and check it out. Now, if you go to the website for Two Chairs No Waiting and go to the episode number 126, if you go to that episode number and scroll down, there's all kinds of links about Franklin Canyon that are on there that will tell you how to the map to get there. It's got the driving directions coming from either direction. If you're coming from the west side, you can head north on Beverly Drive. If you're coming from the San Fernando Valley or Ventura Freeway, or it'll tell you how to get there from that direction as well. So those were the directions that Doug was following, and they're all right there online. So if you're ever in California, in the Los Angeles area, I definitely recommend you try to go there, because I got to tell you, just walking around that place and seeing you saw the lake and you see the they used it on the show as the game warden's place when Andy and Helen were arrested for fishing without a license. It's right there that you'll see it as you walk around the lake. And you can definitely look at the lake, and it's a lot lower than it used to be. But as you walk around, you can pick out spots like where Floyd and Howard were fishing for Old Sam. Those are there. And that side of the lake. Now, that's on the opposite side of where Andy and Opie walked. And as you walk around there, you can even find the spot where I believe Mr. McBeavy had climbed up the pole and was, you know, answered the phone when he was up on the telephone pole and climbed down, got in his car and drove off. That spot's there. It's just, it's an amazing trip if you've never been there. And you might even be able to figure out where the Darlings were when Ernest T. Bass had kidnapped Charlene, which was really Barney, and they were singing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Well, you might even be able to spot that location and take a picture of that as well. So there is just, it was a absolutely amazing trip to me to get to walk and actually see the spots where Andy and Opie walked up that trail. And it was right there. It's so easy to tell that that's what it was. It's just an amazing, amazing, I guess, what did he call it? He called it a sanctity of the moment. Because it is. It's almost like a, it's almost, I don't want to be sacrilegious, but it's almost kind of a, that kind of a feeling. You're like, wow, this is where Andy and Opie really walked right here. So it's just a really cool experience. If you're ever in Los Angeles, check out those podcasts and the website, especially for it, because it has all kinds of directions about going there. So Doug, thank you for bringing back that memory for me. And, you know, the pictures and stuff, if you go to the, if you go to those podcast episodes, 126, if you go to it, you can, there's a link to the pictures and you can look around yourself right there at, Myers Lake, Franklin Canyon Reservoir. All right. Last message. This is from Janet Anderson. Janet had written in about Two Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 311. Now that one, if you haven't done that, that's it's a lot of fun. So you need to head over there and do that, that particular episode, because that episode is the, it's called Mayberry Trivia, Fun But Challenging. So you want to head over and check those out. It's episode number 311. And if you go there, you can watch the video version. In the video version, you can read the question if you don't like, if you don't like it, but if you, or you can just listen to the audio version and pause it and stuff. But if you listen, or if you watch the video version, it's down the page. If you scroll down, you can watch the video version and try to answer the questions. So here's what she says. She went to, this is episode again, number 311, Mayberry Trivia, Fun But Challenging. She, Janet says, I enjoyed the trivia, Alan. I got 10 out of 11. There's your mark right there, folks. You got to try to get 10 out of 11. I didn't give myself an extra point for knowing it was, not going to read this part because it might give away a question. Because she's given an answer possibly here. So not going to say, before I clarified the question. Oh, wait. Okay. She said, I didn't give myself an extra point for knowing it was the carnival before you clarified the question. I don't even remember the question. So hopefully that won't help you get anything right. Like some in the chat room, I thought the spark plugs were $1.25. I guess she must have been wrong because I don't remember. I don't recall. And she says, I always find trivia fun, whether I know the answers or not. So thank you for sharing the quiz with us. Look forward to new podcast in the coming year. So Janet, I want to thank you. Janet has been listening to the podcast for years and she's written in several times. Got to meet her a few times at Mayberry in the Midwest last year. She was taking all kinds of pictures and I expect to be able to see her again this year there. So I believe that is all the feedback I have. Now I got a little bit of news for you that I would like to share. We're going to be having another meetup. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but in the past we have had Mayberry meetups in July up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So I want to invite you guys to start making plans to head up to the Mayberry Motor Inn. That's right. That's where we're going to be staying. The Mayberry Motor Inn in Mount Airy, North Carolina, the weekend of July 17th. That's a Friday through Sunday the 19th. So it's Friday through Sunday. We'll get up there on Friday, probably maybe Thursday night. I don't know. We'll see. And what we're going to do is the same things we've kind of done every year. I just think it's a lot of fun. Betty Lynn will be there that weekend. And she's going to be signing autographs at the Andy Griffith Museum. So with the purchase of entry into the museum, you can get in and get an autograph from Betty. You can buy a photograph of her, an 8x10, and she'll sign it for you. It's like $10 for a photo. So if you haven't got an autograph of Betty Lynn Thelma Lou, That would be a really neat time to do it. And either way, going and visiting the museum is always a lot of fun. So I know you guys will enjoy yourselves if you can go and do that. Plus, we're going to get together. Now, what we've done in the past years, and I expect to do the same, this year we have a projector that we'll set up in the Mayberry Motor Inn's, in their gazebo that they have out front. And we'll be able to watch episodes of the Andy Griffith Show right there in the gazebo. So you can go over to MayberryMotorInn.com and call them up and get a reservation. We already have one person in the chat room that has already got one. I don't know if anybody else has called while I was telling the story. But we're going to be there. And so I know there's going to be at least me and Jan and Steve Hinckley and his wife. I know they're coming. So that's at least four people. That's a party. So we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to go and we're going to watch the episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, sitting in the gazebo and visit with one another. Great time there. We're also going to go and eat at the depot, I think, one of the nights, Friday night maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it a little bit by ear and schedule it as we get closer. We're going to have Friday, we'd have to get up there Thursday night. So Friday's when Betty will be at the museum because she's going to be there on the 17th. So that's Friday. So that means you need to head up Thursday night or early Friday morning. She'll be there from 12:30 to 3:30 on that Friday. So that means maybe Friday night we could go out and eat. And Saturday is kind of a free day. You can go visit around Mount Airy, go and buy stuff at the Mayberry on Main and go eat at the Snappy Lunch and all those good things. So we're going to just play some of that by ear for right now, but I want to encourage you because it's a lot of fun getting together with everybody and just visiting. And that's what we've done the last few years. And I think everybody's had a good time because this year I was planning on doing it, but I actually was contacted and said, "Hey, when are you going to do this? I want to schedule my vacation so that I can be there." So put it in your calendar and get ready to come and meet up with all the folks here from Two Chairs No Waiting and probably from the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. We'll invite those guys as well and the folks on Facebook. So we're going to have a lot of fun, a bunch of Mayberry fans getting together, just have a good time. And I just want to invite you because I know you'd enjoy it. All right, folks, I believe that is all I have for us tonight. So I would love to hear from you. These feedback episodes are a lot more fun when you give me feedback. So I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. And you can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can drop by our website and leave comments there, and we can get it that way. Love to hear from you. I want to thank all of the folks like Michael Oliver who support the show, and I want to invite you to be a part of Patreon. You can head over to patreon.com/2chairs and help support Two Chairs No Waiting. Right now we have two supporters. Yay! This week's episode, free. I'm not charging that to our patrons, so thank you to the patrons that have been supporting the podcast. And if anyone would like to help out, I'd love to have you. Don't feel the need, but if you want to support the show, that's a way to do it. All right, folks, see you next week.